You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
It is a midweek edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to set sail here from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids here at 305. Welcome aboard. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes across the table. Isaac on the other side of the glass. And we got a good show coming up for you today. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We will talk some golf. Brian Haas from Lake House Sports going to be joining us. He will be on site. He's getting his guy ready to tee it up. Coming up this weekend in the PGA, the National Club Pros Championship. So we will talk with him and field your texts to help your golf game as well. We will do that coming up in the back half of the program. We'll have an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you as well. And your next chance to win, a chance at getting into the Spring in the Cash sweepstakes to win the national prize of $5,000. And we will have that for you coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600 is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. That's also 319-366-1600 here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker here in a sunny and warm Wednesday afternoon, Mark. Good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, Isaac, and everyone. Yeah, beautiful afternoon. Hopefully everybody's enjoying it.
Are you enjoying it, Isaac? You're inside today. You don't have a hoodie on today.
Yeah, a little bit too warm out. Usually I only have it on because I'm scared it's going to be chilly when I leave, but I don't think it's going to be too bad when I leave. So I
think we're going to be okay today.
Yeah, I spent some time outside. I was reading my book. It was nice.
There you go. Good to hear people reading now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm deep in this fantasy series. It's pretty awesome.
Ah, very good. Very good. We'll get into Isaac's library corner at some point here. Maybe that's a new segment. What is Isaac reading?
You can save it for the summer.
We're here, baby.
Keep it in your back pocket in case you need a little extra minutes there, a couple minutes.
We're here. 319-366-1600. Right now, as we speak, the coordinators for the Iowa football team are conducting their news conference, end of the spring news conference. And it was, of course, coaches Parker, Woods, and Lester meeting with the media today. And I don't think anything earth-shattering. We didn't expect anything earth-shattering, really, Mark, to come out of this today. A couple nuggets to let you know about, and I will go over that here with you. Just a couple little notes to pass along, but always good to hear from the coordinators.
It is, and a couple items that I took from it is that Hank Brown, the transfer from Auburn, is looking very good in drills right now, talking about he and Jackson Stratton and Jimmy Sullivan. Of course, Mark Gronowski not participating right now, but Brown looking good, according to Tim Lester. Bill Parker talking about a local product, Alex Mota.
Yeah.
Making a jump at the defensive back position after converting from wide receiver. And LeVar Woods talking about Drew Stevens' maturity, his kicking maturity. And sounds like they're going to be comfortable anytime Iowa reaches the opponent 40-yard line at the end of a half, perhaps. Give Stevens a shot.
Got a big leg. Yeah. I mean, all kickers have a big leg now. It's just the way of the world. But I think Stevens, going into his third year as a regular kicker for Iowa, has that opportunity to take that next step. And LeVar Woods also saying that. Yeah, he mentioned Alex Mota, who, as we talked about earlier this week or last week, the former Marion Wolf. I never know if it's Wolf. Anyway,
played for the Marion Wolves.
He played for the Marion Wolves, former wide receiver, now on the defensive side of the football. He and Brevin Dahl, who is the speedster running back out of ADM, and they are mentioned by LeVar Woods as possible guys who could be in there as gunners on special teams. And so I think we're going to see them on the field this year. I think we knew Brevin Dahl was going to be out there. Good to see Alex Mota get into the fray a little bit.
And you can see them Saturday.
True.
If you choose.
We can't call it a spring game anymore. It's the spring practice-ish, scrimmage-ish type thing.
Spring viewing.
Mm. How's that? We'll go with that. Lester also saying that he was helped this winter. This according to Tom Caker from Hawkeye Report. Spent a lot of time watching film with the quarterbacks instead of being out on the road as much this past winter. Said that really made a good progression as far as the quarterback room is concerned, which was also addressed today. Of course, Iowa lost Brennan Sullivan. Tim Lester saying that they are not, if they can go find another quarterback to add to the room, they will. It's kind of one of those, hey, if we run into somebody that wants to play football for Iowa, be in the room, they're not going to turn him down if they feel he can contribute.
Sign me up.
Yep. Well, we determined yesterday you probably have quite a bit of eligibility remaining and gaining as we speak. But, yeah, coordinators are talking, and as we speak, Spencer Wagon getting some audio from the three coordinators. So he will have that for you on Spencer on Sports between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock coming up right after us. 4 o'clock to 5:35, 5:40. Cubs are early tonight against the Dodgers. So
no, they were late last night.
They were late last night, getting four in the last couple of innings. Cubs are doing... You're almost hearing the ghost of Harry Carey in the background saying, the good Lord wants the Cubs to win after a couple of the comebacks in the last week. 319-366-1600. As we come your way on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, we will have Caddy Smack for you and talk some golf with you coming up here in just a little bit. A little bit of sad news today coming out of the world of sports, actually last night. And broadcasting as well as I think one of the lesser known really top broadcasters of our time passed away last night at the age of 80, and that would be Mike Patrick. At one time, Mike Patrick was the lead guy. He was the guy at ESPN, and if you recall, ESPN was the first network to bring you NFL football on Sunday night. That was back when Monday Night Football was the big enchilada that ABC had. And then ESPN went over to Monday night when NBC jumped in to the fray on Sunday nights. But 1987 through 1997, good 11-year run inclusive that ESPN had the National Football League. And Mike Patrick was the lead analyst, Joe Theismann for most of those years, the former Washington quarterback was in there. Roy Firestone was in there. They had several others as well. But not only great football announcer, but also was the lead college basketball announcer for ESPN during that particular time back in the 80s into the 90s.
Yeah, he was largely a kind of a straightforward, no-nonsense kind of guy. Played his part as the play-by-play guy, and I thought very good at it. He was known as the voice of the ACC in basketball.
Yep.
And did countless college football and basketball games, and he was versatile. He did the Final Four. He did the College World Series. You mentioned, the very first voice on ESPN's coverage of the NFL on Sunday night. But, he wasn't the pillar at ESPN in the sense of Chris Berman and George Grand and Bob Lee, who were there at the start in 1979, I think. Patrick came on a couple of years later. I don't think he ever anchored, but he was a play-by-play guy first and foremost, and I view him as one of the originals.
Yeah, he was. Did ACC basketball and football for Jefferson Pilot back
Jefferson Pilot
in the days when...
They were a good band.
Oh, they were great. Maybe that's where Jefferson Pilot came from. I don't know. Yeah, not to be confused with Jefferson Airplane or Jefferson Starship before they, a lot of people said they sold out and went to Starship. There you go. There's your Rock Minute for today. You got your library card minute and your Rock Minute here today. But did a lot of games. Did it with Kevin Kiley. And also did football with Haven Moses, the former Denver Bronco wide receiver back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
He will be missed. Passing away at the age of 80. A lot of condolences coming out from folks at ESPN on the college football side. Kirk Herbstreit, one of those. And others. 319-366-1600. Yes, Matt, he was the voice of Sunday Night Football, and he was very, very good. And Cajun Troy also liking Mike Patrick back in the day. 315, and also got to get this in before we get to an early edition of the Emo's Hideaway scoreboard update and get into Golf Talk with Caddy Smack. A couple things. Of course, tomorrow is the NFL draft, round number one. We'll have it at 6 o'clock for you from ESPN. Really looking forward to that. It's going to be, I think, a very wild and woolly first night. We're going to talk a lot more about it tomorrow, to the draft, if you will. But it's interesting, and this happens to, if not one, more than one player each and every year, that they start off on the pedestal with all the spotlights on them, and by the time they get to that first pick, they're already down. Oh, they could go to the fourth round or something like that. Well, this year's candidate is Shedeur Sanders, the quarterback for the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark. According to one NFL assistant, quote, he's not that good, unquote. So I guess the truth lies somewhere between, at one time, unanimous first round and first choice off the board, to now he's not that good. So he's somewhere in between.
Yeah, I think the same assistant GM or front office person described him as pretty self-absorbed or in so many words. And everybody's got their opinion. And I saw a game or two that Sanders was really good at the college level. But that's going to be one of the interesting storylines to watch. And not only tomorrow night, through the draft, through the wherever he lands, but throughout his career. I mean, I don't think he's going to be the next Ryan Leaf.
Somebody said that,
or
too.
Tony Mandarich or somebody like that. But sorry, Packer fans, but Bears have had a few as well. You know what I'm saying. How his game translates, and you know, isn't he entitled athlete? Like this guy says, is he really not that good? I think other teams are going to have a different opinion of him.
Sorry about that, Isaac. As you have your Green Bay Packer T-shirt on today,
we all have misses. It's all right. Every team has a couple clunkers in the draft.
Todd Blackledge.
There's always no team is clean.
No.
But Shedeur, he's interesting. My issues with him have not been anything off the field. I think he did a lot of maturing over the last year, just based off what I saw. There were some things like on social media when he first got to Colorado that I didn't really like. But now it feels like he's gotten a little bit more mature and understands his sort of how much weight his words carry within a locker room playing that position if you're going to be the leader of the team sort of thing. So I'm not too worried about off the field stuff. On the field, I think there are some question marks just ability wise. Like, I don't think the arm strength is incredible. I do think he has a good enough arm, but he just he's not super duper mobile. He can move around a little bit, but it's not like he's gonna beat you with his legs every time. He has kind of a long release. Like, there's just some little things that make him so he's not like a top tier blue chip quarterback prospect in my mind. It's gonna require a lot on situation and the offensive scheme he's put in.
And another thing I wonder, not necessarily about Sanders, but possibly, But he and others in this era of pay for play, how hungry are these guys going to be? Not just football players, basketball players. We're making a ton of money in college. They stand to make a ton more in the pros, but how hungry are they coming out of college? You know, I think Brock Purdy is pretty. Purdy is pretty motivated. This is the last year he's going to make his salary increase this year because of
Correct.
His performance, but he's making only a little less than $1 million a year. He's put in the work. He's going to get a contract. Other guys are making more than that in college these days. So how hungry are they going to be?
319-366-1600. Matt is headed up to Green Bay for the draft. Have a great time. Should be interesting.
Spencer mentioned some of his listeners also
that
headed that way, and that's great.
That is Kansas City 2 years ago, I want to say. It's been in the Midwest-centric in the last few drafts, so have fun up there. I think it should be a great time.
Take a 1600 sign.
Yes.
Can we hook him up? Can we hook him up?
Hey, that would be fun, wouldn't it, Isaac?
I don't know if we have anything cut out right now. I'd have to go look in our closet to see if we have anything that they could take.
I heart the gym class.
I don't think we have anything that says that. I can tell you that much. I don't think that we have that on stock.
Oh, man. Gage and Troy says, I'm not a big fan, but thinks that he can improve with the right quarterback whisper. I would agree with that. Matt says, my issue with Shadur is the undeserved arrogance. He won 13 games in 2 years with a Heisman teammate. I'm fine with cockiness and such, but you got to back it up with some wins. So better year this year. I agree with you, Isaac. I think he's matured. I think he's got to go to the right team and the right fit, and I think he can have some success.
One thing I will say I really like about Shadur coming out is he's used to playing with bad offensive line play, so he's really tough. Like a lot of rookie quarterbacks, some of the concern is that person's actually going to be able to stand in the pocket and take hits. Shadur, there's no doubt he can take hits because he took a bunch of hits.
Yes, he got around, didn't he?
So I will say I think that's something that could translate pretty. He's not going to get phased in the pocket. He's not going to get super jittery because he's used to playing under tight circumstances there.
Duress.
Mm-hmm. Duress, yeah, that's a good way. Yeah.
Played under a lot of duress there. We got Matt headed to the Green Bay. We got 8186 headed to Talladega tomorrow morning for the big weekend down in Alabama. Have fun down there. I know you will because I've heard stories about the shenanigans that go on at Talladega. And there will be a big one. You can mark our words on that. Hey, before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here, congratulations to Arkansas Athletic Director Hunter Yurecek today, as he may be the first AD, Mark, to come out with a statement saying that, by the way, if you leave our program early, you owe us money. And he did it to the brother of Nico.
I'm not going to attempt it anymore because, yeah, I pronounce it one way. I think others pronounce it another. I think I'm probably wrong.
This is Madden.
It's Nico from Tennessee.
And Madden.
And now UCLA.
His brother was at Arkansas, never played at Arkansas. He enrolled at the school in January, cashed NIL checks, entered the transfer portal, left the school in the spring before ever playing a game, and according to CBS Sports, at schools like Arkansas, buyout language in NIL deals is now common. AD wants his money back.
Well, was there a contract?
Apparently
and
there
if
was.
If there wasn't, there should be.
There was an NIL deal. Now, it doesn't say contract. It says deal. They're going to continue dialogue with all parties to resolve this matter. Reminds you a little bit of a offensive lineman that dipped his toe into the waters here in eastern Iowa, doesn't it? Perhaps who's down near Talladega. 319-366-1600. All right, we're going to get to golf talk. We already got a couple of golf-related questions on the text line. 319-366-1600. Matt is going to get four big heads of Mark Spencer and Todd and try to get them on TV.
Speaking for myself, I don't think that'd fit all on one TV screen.
There you go. And Isaac's the fourth.
Can't speak for the
That's the Mount Rushmore here, right there. All right. Or, I don't know, you'll have to fight with Jaden, Isaac.
Jaden can have my spot. I'll offer it to her.
Really?
Yeah, listen, this is not a face for TV. This is a face for radio.
I think you're being very, very hard on yourself.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All right, let's get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. Brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot, a classic local American restaurant. And they are online at emilshideaway.com.
Five finals already in Major League Baseball. Just completed, the Mets defeated the Phillies 4-3 in 10 innings. Cincinnati downed Miami 5-2. Atlanta took care of St. Louis 4-1. Detroit shut out San Diego 6-0. And the Yankees defeated Cleveland 5-1. Iowa women's basketball landed a 5'5" guard out of the transfer portal in Chit Chat Wright. She has a first name, but I can't find a pronunciator. So she's Chit Chat.
Chit Chat.
She averaged 7 points per game last year at Georgia Tech and has 3 years eligibility remaining. Not coincidentally, one of the Hawkeyes' newest assistant coaches is Lysandra Barrett, who came from Georgia Tech. Former Iowa State guard Kelsey Jones has announced she will transfer to Villanova. Jones, who played high school ball at Iowa City High and West Liberty, appeared in all 35 games this season for the Cyclones. Scott, you remember Jimmer Fredette?
I do.
Led the nation in scoring and the National Player of the Year in 2011 for BYU. He's hanging it up after a career in the NBA, a couple seasons in the overseas, and recently in three-on-three basketball, including the most recent Olympics. Finally, Arizona Diamondbacks relief pitcher A.J. Puk was placed on the 15-day injured list over the weekend after experiencing inflammation in his left elbow. The former Cedar Rapids Washington hurler and first-round draft pick had an MRI Monday and now is seeking additional opinions. The 29-year-old Puk had Tommy John surgery in 2018.
Yeah, and has had so many setbacks injury-wise. Just cannot stay healthy, and he was off to a good start, too.
He's good at the end of the last year for Arizona and off to a good start this year.
Yeah, very true. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Brian Haas going to join us coming up next. And before we get to a break here, time to give you today's keyword in our Second Street $5,000 cash giveaway. Go to KGYMradio.com. You can read all the rules, all the details, and that's where you need to go to register with today's keyword, which is glove. Glove is today's keyword. Go to KGYMradio.com and enter that keyword, glove. Your next chance to win will be with Spencer on sports, probably just ahead of 5:30, sometime in the 5 o'clock hour due to Cubs baseball today. We'll take a break, come back. Brian Haas joins us after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
After this morning's showers and thunderstorms, we'll be seeing some drier time as we head throughout this afternoon, with overall highs working the way back up into those low to mid-70s. However, then as we head throughout the later half of our evening, we'll start to see our next chances for some showers and thunderstorms redeveloping once again, and chances will be continuing into early Thursday morning. But just like the last several days, those rain chances will start to diminish a little bit by the middle half of the day, allowing for temperatures to get the way back into those middle 70s, and then another chance for showers and thunderstorms redeveloping once again as we head towards Thursday night. From the CBS2 Weather First Forecast Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check of your latest Iowa News Now Weather First Forecast.
At Old Town Construction, we're more than just builders. We're a family. Making friends, having fun, and giving back to our communities is our top priority. From first consultation to final nail, our team is dedicated to delivering top quality work with a personal touch. Home renovation, new build, or repair, we're here to ensure the job is done right. With Old Town Construction, you're not just getting a contractor, you're getting a partner who cares about your community. Let's build something great together. Visit OLDETownConstruction.com today.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star, where they've got some great specials going on right now. Of course, you should stop by every day and see what they have morning, noon, and night. Whether you're on your way to work, stop in for a great, delicious cup of coffee, or at lunchtime, you can get some delicious, delicious food to go. And that includes chicken. They've got all kinds of ways to enjoy their chicken. Juicy chicken tenders, boneless wings, perfect for dipping in your favorite sauces, or crispy chicken sandwich. Had one of those on the way over here today. And also some great, great specials like the Quickery white bread, 99 cents per loaf, limit two, and the Quickery bratwurst, 5 counts, $2.99, limit four. And when you stop in, don't forget to use your Quick Rewards app, and you can order ahead with that Quick Rewards app as well. So remember, stop on by your neighborhood Quick Star.
The sports calendar is heating up, and with ESPN Bet Sportsbook, you can go from checking news and stats to placing bets in just a couple of taps. Stream games, bet live, and get exclusive offers when you link your ESPN account. Right now, you can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with promo code JOEQ to get started today. That's J-O-E-Q, JOEQ. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Vivid Seats is your ultimate destination for basketball and hockey this season. With a game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets, they make it easy for every fan to watch their favorite teams and players in action. Catch every one-timer and buzzer-beating three live and in person from your favorite seat. Plus, every ticket is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Don't miss out. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
3:31, back with you, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac Elzinga here today with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. That is coming up in a mere matter of moments with Brian Haas, who's going to be joining us out on the range. So not where the deer and the antelope play, but where you get better at golf. So get your questions ready to go for Brian at 319-366-1600. But before we get to golf, one more time, a bowling. It's a melancholy day, Mark, and a melancholy evening, because this is our final Bowling Night in America preview of the year. Brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the home of Bowling Night in America, and tonight is it.
And thank you to May City. Appreciate the longtime sponsorship. And yeah, it starts in 70 degree weather and ends in 70 degree weather. Lanes 19 and 20 tonight. We finish it off against Old Neighborhood Pub in a battle of 11th and 12th place teams. And some people are going to the draft, some people are going to Talladega. I'm going to May City.
There you go.
Good alert, seats alert are the security.
Good seats are still available. Mark will be there to sign autographs early. And should be a good time tonight.
Yeah, it should
or maybe
be.
We should say Rusty is going to be there to sign autographs early.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah.
And there'll be a Hall of Famer in the group as well.
Ah, yeah. There will be. There will be.
Neither Rusty nor I.
You'll have to come to see, right? You'll have to arrive early to see what it is. But one more. We'll have a wrap-up for you coming up tomorrow. And the final position night of the year should be a good one. And if you're interested in summer leagues, they are forming right now. So go ahead and give them a call, Mark.
Yep, the number is 362-0136. You can visit the website, too, maycitybowlcr.com.
All right. With that, we bring in a guy who's also bowled at times in his career, Brian Haas from Lake House Sports, our resident pro on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. And, Brian, joining us, you're on the driving range, correct?
Yeah, well, we've left there. We're actually out on 13 at Pink Vine right now.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep, they got a little wind right behind them. They got to figure out what it is to that front edge and let it carry from there.
There you go. And give everyone out there the reasoning behind the fact that you're out there.
Yeah, well, Michael Canfield's getting ready for some USGA events and an Iowa Golf Association four ball coming up shortly. And then Tracy Best, local golf professional, is heading to the National Professional Championship in Florida, in Port St. Lucie.
Very nice. And is that this weekend or when is that?
Yeah, they start play on Sunday.
Okay.
So, yep, he heads out tomorrow. He'll get a lot of practice in and some good practice rounds. And he went down and played some early on tournaments this year in Port St. Lucie on the courses that they're going to play the National Professional Championship at. And so he's got some reps in already. So he'll get there early, get acclimated. You know, it's a slight time change for him. So it's not crazy. So it shouldn't overhaul him too badly as he gets ready to play.
Brian, speaking of finding the distance, they're using rangefinders this past event and a couple more on the PGA Tour. And I saw an interesting parody tweet from someone and looked at the rangefinder. He had 157 yards and looked at his watch. He had 154. Looked at the card. He had 158. Stepped it off as 155. Maybe too much information sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you know, all that same information was already on their yardage books, and the caddies at that level, you know, spend days on those golf courses previous to the golf professional arriving and playing the practice rounds. Especially when you talk about places, you know, like majors and Augusta and different places like that, those numbers have all been range bound already, and they're written in the book. And all they're doing by allowing the rangefinders is just maybe speeding it up, and they're not having to dig through that book, you know, to find the numbers that they've already used the rangefinder for. And so it will speed up play. I think right now they're so used to pulling out that book that you're going to see a little bit of both right now because that's just habit. And until the rangefinder becomes mainstream on those tours, I don't know how much it's going to speed it up immediately, but it'll be more of the off-center shots. You know, when we see them, you know, deep into the woods somewhere, and they need a number, it's not going to take them 3 or 4 or 5 minutes to figure out how far they actually are.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that was the only time I saw it last weekend in that tournament. At Harbortown, because when they are in the rough or in the rough line, that is when the rangefinder came out. Other than that, they were going to the book.
Yeah, those numbers are already in their books, and like I mentioned, that their caddies have spent days and days on those golf courses, either in the past or currently, you know, getting their professional ready and with all the correct numbers and. And it's all in those books. So they've been using rangefinders for a long time. Just it's the rounds before, not during the actual competitive rounds.
By the way, if somebody gets a hole in one, please let us know, or a birdie.
Okay. Yep. It looks like we have one just on the front edge, and I'm not seeing the other one. Maybe it is.
Well, if it is, please let us know, and we will conduct an interview on the spot with that.
Two short ones, two right on the front collar, and neither one of them. The wind was blowing maybe a solid club long right behind us, and I think they're trying to be careful.
Yeah,
Brian, good to see Rory McIlroy win the Masters in my mind, anyway. And I'm still marveling at the shot, his second shot on 15. That big sweeping hook over water. That was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, how much fun is that? And that shot falls in his repertoire, right?
Yeah.
Everything. His favorite shot is a right to left draw, and so for him to have that, you know, he's probably drooling when he saw that. If somebody had to get him a napkin to wipe the drool off, because that's exciting, you know, You need that shot, and it is your shot, so that's really cool. Yeah, and yes, it's so good for golf. Even if, you know, not everybody loves Liv and not everybody loves Bryson, although he has made a huge comeback as far as his reputation goes, I think it would have been good for golf either way if either of them had won, and for that matter, Justin Rose.
Yeah, and golf rating, we're out of this world for the Masters. They're up big time for the Heritage, so people have a little bit of golf fever right now. Maybe it's just the fact that the weather is turning nicer. We're getting outside. We're getting on the course. So that is very good to see. And got a couple of questions here for you from our listeners. And if you have a question for Brian, 319-366-1600, maybe Tracy and Michael can weigh in here as well. First question is from 8077. They cannot get their long irons up in the air. Please help. What can they do to help?
Yeah. So a lot of that is the long irons. So you have to realize that not everybody can have anything really past a 5-iron. Because the way the golf ball is now, it doesn't spin much. And because of that, we have to play with higher lofted clubs, which includes, as you see on tour, a lot of 7-woods now. And so hybrids, and Fred Couples is a great example, right? He doesn't have anything past a 7-iron in his bag. In fact, when I was at Augusta a couple weeks ago, I happened to be in the fairway standing there when Fred knocked it in the hole with his 6-hybrid.
Whoa!
Yeah, I was there, standing right there, watched the whole thing. It was amazing. And that was just luck, you know, to be in the right place at the right time. But that's a great example. So my suggestion most likely would be, start looking at higher lofted clubs in the hybrid and 7-wood world, and or look at ball position. A lot of players will keep that ball too far back in their stance, and it gets too centered, and so they get a little bit stuck in a position where they don't add enough loft to the club for it to get airborne.
It used to be that the word hybrid, I mean, you could one in your bag for sure, but if you had more than one, you were not a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. But that has really changed. I mean, Freddie Couples has helped with that, and others on the tour, the regular tour, have helped with that as well.
Yeah, definitely. That was that's a big change in how we look at it. And being 57 years old, it was cool to have a 1 or 2 iron in your bag when I was in high school. And now the change in the golf ball is so dramatically different from my time frame in high school and college and even early professional years that our equipment has changed immensely because of the golf ball. And so we can't be afraid or think that we can't have more hybrids or 7-woods because it's all the way to the tour level that's happened.
Also, another question, Ryan with a question says, not that I'm good enough to hit this shot, but how do you hit that 40-yard low wedge from the fairway that stops on a dime after a couple of hops?
Yeah. So there's a couple things that have to happen condition-wise. Obviously, you can't be in the rough. And the other piece is being in the fairway, the grass needs to be growing with you. It's growing against you, you're not going to be able to hit that shot that way either. And then you need a little bit of reception from the green, meaning the green's got to tilt towards you slightly. So then from there, it's a 60-degree wedge, and the ball's about mid-deep, so maybe just a ball, not more than 2 balls deep in your stance. Hands are forward. The face is actually pretty open. And then you're driving your hands forward or the shaft lean left if you're a right-handed player. And then it's try to hit it as thin as you can, without getting steep and diggy. And it's just a little bit more around you and kind of that little low kind of shot. So kind of hard to explain over the air, but believe it or not, your 60-degree wedge is actually pretty open when you hit that shot and your hands are leaning pretty far forward.
Brian, I don't know if you saw this, but Golf Digest had kind of a pseudo poll in a post asking amateur golfers what rules changes they would like to have, like to see happen. And two responses were most prominent. Number one, we should be able to move our ball out of a divot that is unrepaired in the fairway. What's a couple inches, okay? And number two, why can't we ground our club in the sand? Especially now that if you're in a penalty area, you can ground your club in there.
Those are the two things. And it is a hazard, right? It's still considered a hazard. I guess traditionally, I'm okay that they may never adopt the bunker rule of grounding your club in the bunker. You know, some traditions are okay to keep, I guess. I don't think that hurts you or helps you in any way. But I do agree with being able to get a ball out of a divot in the fairway. You know, much like a hole that was created by a superintendent, that is a hole created by another golfer. And so that I agree with. I just watched Tracy dig one out of a dead middle of the fairway, and he didn't have a choice, and he had to hit this little low skiddy shot up into 12 green, and he did it. And they don't look pretty, it's a low screamer kind of thing that you're just trying to bounce up there because of what your lie was. And you know, he hit a beautiful drive in the fairway, and definitely was not rewarded for it. And again, it's a hole made by a player, and you get relief from a hole made by a superintendent, but you don't get relief from a hole made by a player. So I have to agree with all the amateurs out there that I think that's coming at some point.
Yeah, I think.
Well,
it
we
is.
Move it anyway, Brian. To be honest, so.
Unless it's a tournament.
Yeah. For the average player, I say move it. Right? We'll have fun and enjoy this game. This game's so hard, right?
It is.
If you don't help yourself, and especially when you're first learning the game, you know, go ahead and play that, you know, that you can move the ball around, and give yourself good lies to start learning the game.
Yeah. A couple more questions here. Brian Haas joining us. Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. This is in preparation for your round. 5822 asking, what are the best backstretch exercises in warming up for your round of golf?
Yeah, your back is actually more related to your hamstring and your calves and your ankle mobility. So really just trying to get your hamstrings loose, stretch your legs, because really your back is what gets injured because you're so tight in your legs that you end up injuring your back because your back then starts to overwork. So almost 99% of the time when somebody has back issues, you know, if it's not related to some disc issues that they got, you know, that might be just something that they have as a health issue, if it's coming from their golf, it's usually coming from their legs. And if we fix their legs, we fix their back.
Interesting. So start with that. One more, 8370 asking, how do you get rid of dinosaur arms when you follow through to hit the golf ball?
You're pulling them in, and yeah, I understand what you're saying. So, little Tyrannosaurus Rex going on. And I think a lot of that is think about throwing a ball. So I use a ball that's really soft and squishy in my lab, and I have the player throw that from a golf position. So I have them set up with the ball kind of down by their thighs like you would, like you're holding a golf club. And then I have them, you know, turn the ball to the top like they're swinging it. Then I have them swing down and through with it and finish like a golf swing. But I have them throw it at my chest, and I video it while they do it. And every time they'll make a perfect golf swing. And so then I show them that video. I have them do it two or three times during the video, and then stop and show them the video. And I go, look at that golf swing. And they won't short arm it. So it's kind of a training aid in a sense where you can just take something like that. If you have a concrete wall somewhere and you can throw a weighted ball at the wall, I think that's a really good way to learn how to let your arms extend and then finish over your, if you're a right-handed player, over your left side.
Brian, Tracy Vest getting more and more experienced in high-profile events. Another one that you mentioned coming up this weekend. Tell us about a little more about that event. Is that the one that leads to perhaps a spot in the PGA Championship?
Yeah, so this is a big deal, and we have a number of players headed there from Iowa. We have a big contingency. We have so many good players in Iowa that are heading there. And how many players make it through to the PGA Trace through the cut?
Top 20.
Yeah. So
Charlotte, Will Hall.
Yep. And so the top 20 make it through, and And then you're playing in the PGA Championship, so that's a major. And so this is a big event for him. So he's going to go play against the top qualified PGA golf professionals, you know, in order to play in the PGA Championship.
Nice. Are you caddying?
I am not. Yeah, he did ask. And I always smile and go, I am a terrible caddy. And so he has a caddy that he's been using for a good number of years. And we are really busy at Lake House Sports. And I asked if it was okay if I did it. And that's why we're out here today, making sure everything looks good. He flies out tomorrow. And so we're just kind of getting those last little looks. And he's playing really solid, got to say.
If you were going, though, there is a caddy down there that we know of. I believe that is where Scott Sable is caddying for his son-in-law.
That's correct.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, very cool.
So
yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
He has been practicing, reading putts, doing all that sort of caddy stuff since his retirement. So he's going to be down there as well.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. And I, you know, I seriously considered going, you know, as a coach and not as his caddy and just hang out with him for the week. But, you know, we have all the high school golfers, college golfers are all playing right now. And for me to take off for a whole week like that is really hard on them. And it's hard on Trace too, for that matter. You know, I feel bad that I'm not going to be there with him, but he looks really good. We still have, in, you know, in today's age, FaceTime and texts and phone calls, and we'll still be in real close communication, while, you know, before and after his play.
Yeah. Before we get a little bit more golf talk here, we do know of an accident on Highway 13 northbound between Highway 30 and Mount Vernon Road. Traffic is backed up big time right there. Thank you to a couple of the texters for letting us know about that. Again, northbound Highway 13 between Highway 30 and Mount Vernon Road. Traffic is backed up due to an accident. So if you can avoid that area, go ahead and do so. Brian, before we go, since you are at Finkbine, you are going by all the rules of the road. And I wanted to give everybody a reminder out there, because it is only April the 23rd. We've been out three or four times up here in the state of Iowa anyway. And this happens not only in Iowa, but everywhere. If you can stay on the cart path, please stay on the cart path. Signs that say no carts are not there for the other guy. Please abide by the rules. And you do not need to pull your cart off the cart path and take it up 3 feet, 3 yards, I should say, next to the tee box, and then go down that way, because all that does is mess up your greenskeeper and your superintendent, make them angry, and messes up the golf course. I can't say this enough.
I agree. And if you want more bad hole positions, that's exactly what you should do. I'm kidding. And I always tease, you know, when you get a tough hole position, I asked if the superintendent was angry today. And but for real, I see it a lot too. They treat their golf cars like cars, and they pull off the cart path because they feel like they're getting off the road, like you would have to in a car if you pull over. The cart path is meant to keep the cart on it and keep all the wheels on there, because, you know, that's how you, you know, goofy little around the green areas and the tee boxes, because people feel like they need to pull off, and you need to keep all four tires on the cart. It's actually, after all this rain, it is super dry out here, which is surprising. So the golf course needed it. They are allowing golf carts everywhere, but the, you know, they, most all golf courses will put markers out in front of the greens and just past the tee boxes, you know, for you to avoid those areas, and they're basically saying head to the car here, and I'll say two pass. And it is really good to monitor those and adhere to them, and because you want your golf course to look good every time you get to go play it, so that's a big deal.
Very true, very true. Well, tell your two folks with you best of luck. And, hey, if Tracy makes it, he will be our interview guest in 2 weeks on Caddy Smack.
There you go. He'll love that. He'd even love to come into the studio. I think that's always a fun experience for everybody.
They're on 14 green now. Both have a couple putts at birdie and just working on patterns. They're out here.
Yeah.
Making sure that their ball flights are in their patterns and everything is repeatable.
There you go. All right. Look for Brian at lakehousesports.com. And we will talk in a couple weeks, Brian. And thanks for all the time. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Brian Haas. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class right here every other Wednesday on 1600 ESPN. We do have that accident on Highway 13 northbound. That is between Highway 30 and Mount Vernon Road. Traffic is backed up right there. So if you can avoid that area, please do so. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up after this.
The NBA 82 game grind is done, and now the real fun begins. The NBA playoffs are here, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered as an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Make it a playoff run to remember with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code FNH. That's code FNH for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. New customers only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/audio.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Gave you a Bowling Night in America preview a little bit earlier on as final night of bowling coming up this evening. We'll have a complete report coming up tomorrow. We will also take a look at round number one of the NFL draft. Get your thoughts about it, our thoughts about it, and what we're going to see. Going to be, I think, a wild and woolly night. Just got a text from a Bears fan saying that there are rumors, Mark, that the Bears already have a trade that has been worked out.
Apparently some of the teams in the top 10, I think the Bears picked 10th, some of those teams are entertaining calls. I don't know. We'll see.
Genty might end up going from one shade of blue and orange to another shade of blue and orange.
Abdul Carter wouldn't be bad.
The way it sounds. So we'll talk about that coming up tomorrow. I'll let you know how bowling went tonight and talk about the news of the day. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to Spencer on Sports. That's next from 4 o'clock until come pregame. Cubs and the Dodgers, 6:05 with the first pitch for that one coming up tonight. Have a good night, Mark.
Got it. See you tonight.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here in Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Adam Schefter here. When the draft clock is ticking, you've got to pick the best talent, regardless of position, to fit your team's needs. Well, if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the best talent for any of your roles.